today's training and tomorrow's training, and then we'll sit down as a staff tomorrow afternoon and outline who's playing what and what's going on Saturday night's game.
How did you know Arms before all this, and what are your impressions, even just out of practice yesterday, just the way he runs things?
I didn't know John. I knew Jim, just because I played coach against Jim when he was at Stanford, so I know Jim a lot. Very well, but I didn't know John. I know of John's reputation and done an unbelievable job at Baltimore. And then yesterday, really, interaction was, we just got a chance to talk before, but he was on his field and I was on our field, so I didn't really get a chance. And then followed up with him afterwards, but obviously done an unbelievable job at Baltimore. Won a Super Bowl. They're always in the playoffs. They're always one of the top teams in the league, so I got a great respect for him from that standpoint.
Does Sam look game ready to you, and how did he look to your eyes?
I thought Sam did a real nice job yesterday, and we're excited where he's going, and hope we can put another day together today.
How was Baker's helpful in what you talked about having him out there with another team rushing him? Did you see him in? Did he get that kind of exposure that you were hoping?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Baltimore's front is very formidable with Suggs and Doomerville and Canty and the rest of the guys in there. So, but again, they're still not hitting them. So, you know, there's great respect for both teams. We you know, we're staying off of Flacco. They're staying off of Sam and all the other quarterbacks. So, you know, but I thought the work we got in with him yesterday was good.
How do you progress this week? Will he continue to do more?
He'll continue to do more. As, you know, he was out for almost a week and a half, 2 weeks, so we're just easing him back in. But he looked good yesterday, and there were no effects, so we'll continue to ease him back in more here.
How do you balance running plays against the Ravens versus showing them too much on film? You didn't do up tempo for the first two or three teams.
Yeah, that's just so everybody can get a line. It's got nothing to do with not showing anybody anything. We're just scripting the scenarios that we're going through, so I don't think we're showing anything to the Ravens on film. We're not playing the Ravens this year, so that's not a concern for us or – What's that? Yeah, if we play in a Super Bowl, I don't think we're going back and looking at the practice. There'll be 16 games for us to look at in the regular season and then playoff games, but I don't think you'll be going back and looking at plays that happened in a preseason scrimmage in August. So.
At practice yesterday, Wolf was not on the field. Is there something beyond?
He went to go see the doctor, so, and he's still at the doctor, so he won't be here today either.
Chip, ideally, how many snaps would you like to get Bradford before the regular season opener?
We haven't talked about a number there, so I don't, ideally.
You don't have one in your head that you would like to see him, especially?
106.
That's a lot of snaps.
Ideally. We'll see if we can get there.
Is the matter of getting him up to speed in game conditions, though, at least as formidable a hurdle as his knee, you know, in terms of?
As formidable as his knee? I don't know.
You know, is it a big hurdle to get over?
I don't think it's a big hurdle to get over, no.
Having a guy like Flacco, a guy that's accomplished and in his prime and seems to be kind of the face of franchise, what does that mean for a team? And what are your impressions of Joe that you've seen the last couple of years?
It's a great test, you know, and we experienced it the last 2 years because we got to run these practices with the Patriots and get a chance to see Tom Brady up close and personal. But, you know, I was excited when our preseason schedule came out because our guys get an opportunity to play against Andrew Luck, then Joe Flacco, and then Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, you're talking about three of the top quarterbacks in this league. So our secondary will be tested, and it's good for him. It's good, real good work for him. So we were excited about getting this opportunity, not only to play him in the preseason game on Saturday, but to get these training sessions in against him in these 3 days. So.
What are your impressions of Flacco? How do you see him as a?
I think he's one of the elite quarterbacks in this league. You know, he's got a big time arm. He's obviously a big. You know, when you kind of roll up on Joe, he's a big human being. You know, he's tough to bring down. He's also just so poised when he plays back there. You know, I think you talk about when guys really got it, the game has slowed down for him. But he's such a good decision maker. He's an unbelievably clutch player. You know, you look at him in all the situations that he's been in. He always just seems to have poise and nothing seems to rattle him. But, you know, I had the opportunity when I was at New Hampshire. We played against him when he was at Delaware. So I knew how good Joe was going to be a long time ago. So.
Did you get an opportunity to watch film of how the O-line, D-line one-on-ones went yesterday? The Ravens O-line is a pretty formidable one. How did you feel like your D-line did against them?
I thought it was good. It was just great give and take. You know, there were, you know, and that's what happens in one-on-ones. I think the one thing with one-on-ones is it's a little bit different than obviously a game, but it's it's more of a defensive drill than it's an offensive drill, because there's going to be people setting with him and maybe a slide protection where they have help to a gap and they can overset and do some of those things. But I thought it was a real good battle, and we're excited about seeing it again today.
What did you see from some of your younger secondary players yesterday in practice against the Ravens receivers?
I saw them competing, you know, and that's what I think, trying to get those guys, because they are young, as much exposure as we can. When you have someone like Steve Smith, who's I've got tremendous respect for, I mean, how many years he's been in the league and still playing at the level he's playing at, the toughness that he brings, how physical he is in terms of trying to get off a press and things like that. We were excited about that matchup, but you know, I was impressed with the young guys, you know, and Eric and Denzel, the rookies that we have that we brought in here. I thought they did a nice job, and it's good that you get a chance to do that. You know, we'll get one-on-ones in again today, and some of those reps that I think are really valuable to those guys.
What have you seen from Sam Bradford during training camp that says he's making progress specifically?
I've just seen him make a logical progression. You know, it's kind of what we anticipated. It's the plan we had for him all along, you know, that he would be ready to go at the start of preseason camp. And he's done it. You know, he's had no ill effects. There's never been any day where we've had to go, hey, his knee's bothering him, we need to take days off or anything like that. And I just think he's getting more comfortable in terms of what we're doing scheme-wise. You lost me with that. I didn't see the first part.
I know it was only for a year, but how beneficial was the year you spent at Johns Hopkins?
At Johns Hopkins?
Yeah.
It was awesome. You know, it's just that's a truly special place. You know, I think a lot of the coaches that had an opportunity in all sports there are still there. You know, Jimmy Margraff is still the head coach. Bob Babb's still the baseball coach. He used to coach our linebackers when we were there. Bill Nelson's still the basketball coach. Tom Calder, who's the AD, was the assistant AD when I was there. It's a unique place. I think they've got it was a Division III school in every sport except for lacrosse, but I think it had a Division I mentality maybe because of the lacrosse program. You know, Bob Scott was the AD when I was there, and he's a legend as a in terms of being one of the best lacrosse coaches ever. So it was a great experience.
Last week when we talked about the decision to sit Sam, you suggested that he would be getting ready, or the plan was to play him against Baltimore. Has anything changed?
No, but we have training today and training tomorrow. So if Sam rolls his ankle today, then he's not going to play on Saturday. So,
Chip, how did you evaluate Trey Burton's performance this camp?
Trey stepped up. I think year two for him was a key special teams player for us last year. Really putting a little bit more on his plate as a tight end, because he's moving into that third tight end role with James Casey not being here. So, you know, trying to figure out exactly how he can fit into being one of our weapons, because he's a really good offensive player. You know, I think when he was at Florida, he played multiple positions. There was a lot of versatility coming out. I think he still holds a record. I think he scored 6 touchdowns against Kentucky for the most touchdowns in a game as a Florida player. So just trying to fit him in and see where he fits into our rotation at the tight end spot between behind Celek and Ertz.
Sure. How about DJ Biggers? What have you seen from him since he started?
Biggs? He's done a really nice job. You know, and I think he's competing. He's got versatility because he's played safety before. He's played nickel before. He's played outside corner. But he's a guy that I think has really shown up really on a consistent basis for us, and someone that's got some experience, another guy that doesn't get rattled back there, has seen it, you know, been through it, played in NFL games, but I've been really happy with what Biggs has done so far.
At this point, do you anticipate giving Tebow any special teams reps?
No, Tim's not involved in special teams.
When you talked on Sunday about a couple throws that Mark Sanchez might have liked to have back, is that just mechanical things?
Yeah, just setting your feet and throwing the ball the right way and making sure you're sequencing the right way to your target.
Is there any good way to troubleshoot that, or is it just
repetition? Really, just the first day we had him was yesterday. So, you know, he showed up. He got a lot of reps. You know, I think he was 20 plus reps out there, and so it's just a matter of kind of see how he fits into the mix there. And, you know, because we had some issues at outside linebacker and moving some guys around. Brad Jones swinging inside and outside. You know, D'Amico had been down, but he'll be back today. You know, we've got some. We lost Hep, and that was the biggest reason we brought him in. But he's played in games, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out for him.
You were able to get a lot of production out of that 3-man outside linebacker rotation last year. Is that a concern area for you at all, about how you can kind of get similar production?
I don't say it's a concern. I just think it's trying to figure out who all those guys are. We know 2 proven ones in Brandon and Connor, and then who's the third is really going to be the big question for us, and that's what we're trying to find out here in this preseason. Yeah, he could be. He's definitely a candidate for that third outside linebacker spot.
There's been a rash of injuries throughout, especially a lot of these joint practices. Do you take notice of that? Does it affect anything you do?
Yeah. I mean, that's why we have the sports science staff that we have. I mean, that's a huge part of this league is can your good players make it to the games and are they healthy? And we spend inordinate amount of time in terms of monitoring and maintaining our players. So I think it's the reality of what you deal with, but you also, you know, we think about it, talk about it, and try to troubleshoot injuries and situations that come up all the time.
Do you think these joint practices, I mean, are players a little bit more prone to injuries during these?
We didn't find that. I mean, our last 2 years of the Patriots, we didn't find that. So, you know, through our studies, that I don't see that statistically bearing out that that's the case.
Why don't you call plays during practice?
We do.
I mean, you specifically.
We do. They're right here. They're all written down.
I know. I mean, Pat generally.
No, Pat calls him into the quarterback, but every play,
why don't you call him every play
we have is already called.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We've already met in the meeting. So all Pat is doing is talking to the quarterback. Because I have to referee, so it's very difficult to blow the whistle and talk to the quarterback at the same time.
You want to watch other things, too? I mean, gives you the opportunity to focus on other things with the practice.
Really, it's just because I can't blow the whistle and call play at the same time. I'm not that good. That's
all. Do you like your referee style more hockey?
No, he's a lot better shape than I am. And I miss a lot of things because I get distracted.
How frustrating has it been with Earl Wolf? His rookie year, he starts the game, he's very productive.
I don't look at it as frustrating. I just look at I think for Earl it's frustrating, but for us, we just have to make evaluations based upon how they're presented. It's the same thing with Travis Long. You know, we had tremendous hope for Travis, and then I feel bad for the player, but we have to. The only thing we can do is evaluate who's available to you, and, you know, I think that's the hard part. There's that part of how much you care about the individual player, and it's tough, but you still have to move on. We still have to be able to find 8 or 9 DBs that are ready to play when we go play the Atlanta Falcons. And I hope Earl is healthy and is in that mix, but you never know. And that's just the hard part of this league. It's, you know, we've talked about it a lot of times, is that the injury rate in this league is 100%. It's just, it's unfortunate. It's frustrating for Earl, but we just evaluate what's out there. So.
How do you weigh waiving a person when he's injured versus, you know, you need that roster spot? When do you make that? You've done it before. When do you?
Yeah, it's just, what do you think is going to happen? Is anybody else going to pick him up? Does he revert back to you? You know, it's really just when you expose him, is someone going to grab him? And if you're afraid someone's going to grab him, then sometimes you don't do it. That's what you worry about, losing that player. But if you waive him injured and he clears waivers, then he can revert back to your team.
Jeff, what's your impressions of the way the Ravens practice their physicality and their intensity?
And that's one of the things we wanted to, you know, work with them, I think, because they're so stout and strong, you know, especially in their offensive and defensive lines. That was something we were excited about. And what they were advertised is what we saw. I mean, that's a tough, hard-nosed, physical front seven that we have an opportunity to go against offensively. And it's the same thing, great work for our D-line against their offensive line. Who? Cup's done a nice job. You know, I think he was behind a little bit just because of the time off, but there's no ill effects from the injury, and I think you'll just see him getting better and better each day out here.
Thank you.